My name is Tim Dohms, D-O-H-M-S. I'm the beer director for Hop Jacks Incorporated, the Tin Cow, and our new fine diner, as we like to call it, Hot Roast and Pinot.
Tim, talk a little bit about your participation in the Pensacon Gallery Night Festival.
We are lucky enough to be chosen as one of the after-party locations for Pensacon. We're incredibly excited. We've got Star Wars, which is easily the biggest of the names that are coming to Pensacola for the convention. Everybody knows Star Wars, whether they've seen it or not. We actually do have a couple invited guests, people who have worked directly on screen or in an artistic value for these movies. Daniel Logan, who plays the young version of Boba Fett in Star Wars Part II, and Dave Dorman, who is largely considered the fan favorite artist for Star Wars of all time. He was actually voted, and he's won numerous awards, including Bram Stoker. So a couple of these guys are going to be here. There's mention that a couple of the other bigger names, slight possibility that they might show up, but they're getting it.
Billy D. Williams.
All of our fingers and toes are crossed. It would be great to have Lando Calrissian himself here. We are informed that if he does show up, we are not to present any bottles of Colt 45, because, as you know, he did the ad campaign back when. But it'd be just enough to have him or Peter Mayhew, who plays Chewbacca. Anybody else attached to the project, obviously, the more the merrier. The after parties themselves are just a way for the guests and fans to kind of mingle. I mean, it's just that. It's a party. Hang out, and if they're down to talking with people, then great. You know, there's going to be some specialty themed cocktails, and that might get the creative juices flowing. I might loosen up some of these people who have spent, like, their weekend shaking hands and signing autographs and being reminded about lines that they've said in the movies.
Will any of your staff members, even yourself, will you be in costume?
There is a lot of what's called cosplay encouraged, costume participation, basically. There's a large groundswell support, people out there who spend a lot of their free time. In fact, that's another one of our guests who are appearing, and they shall be very numerous. They're called the 501st Legion. Basically, it's a lot of fans who spend their free time at home recreating objects that are seen in the movies, whether it's costumes or set pieces or even the droids in the movie. We just had our 6th anniversary party here on Thursday, and a number of people from 501st Legion came out here, and one of them had his own scale model R2-D2, fully operational. It chirped, it lit up, it rolled around the room. People were posing for pictures with it. These things have to be movie ready. They have to be completely spot on realistic, because apparently they have to submit photography or video work to LucasArts and Lucasfilm Entertainment, which is, I guess, now Disney, for approval to use these things out of conventions and appearances. The caveat around that is they come back and say, just don't tell us what you're using it for, but yeah, it looks great, looks spot on. The detailing is amazing. So they are apparently going to be marching through downtown Saturday night, maybe even the night before with Gallery Night. They're all in costume as stormtroopers and Imperial Guards, and they're dressed up as Jedis. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. Builds a really fun atmosphere. I don't think I'll be in costume. I'm going to be a little too busy myself, and I don't have the time to build something. And you can't just run out to a store and buy something off the rack.
If you were going to be in costume, who would you
dress? Probably something that hides my face. I mean, why not? It's a good question. You know, when I was a kid, I put on a black vest and a white T-shirt and pretend I was Han Solo, because all the kids wanted to be, you know, the dashing hero. You know, something like that. It's easy to get away with. I've got dark hair, so, you know, it fits. Can't go as Luke Skywalker, because I'm never going to dye my hair blonde. Wouldn't work. Some of the other employees I know are looking into getting, like, Star Wars-themed T-shirts. They've been going around online and finding stuff like, even what they call mashup, where you take two concepts and bring them together on the same thing. Like, you have the Ewoks from Return of the Jedi. Cute little Muppets wandering around, all furry. But someone took that idea with The Walking Dead and combined them as E-Walking Dead. And so it's basically like a zombie Ewok on the shirt.
Speaking of Walking Dead, that party's taking place at one of your other locations,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. The Tin Cow has the official Walking Dead after party, and that is going to be absolutely bonkers. I don't think there's been as large of a TV show in the last 20 years that have really reached across different fan bases and brought them all together, or even enraged the fans who were into the original comic series that Kurtzman started so long ago. There are invited guests who appeared on the show going to be at the Tin Cow as well. Unfortunately, no one's super big names. I mean, once people get incredibly popular, they're done and Bradstreet goes way up and costs a lot of money to bring them. But there are some beloved characters showing up. I'm not sure if Lou Temple himself is going to be attending at the Tin Cow. He was a prisoner on a few of the episodes from season 3, who got a very, very unfortunate end. No spoiler alerts, I'm sorry. Theotis Crane, who was one of his other inmate cohorts in those episodes, he's going to be attending for sure. We have a couple other guests down there who appeared as zombies, and whoever else decides to show up. But again, themed drinks. We've got a milkshake that I came up with for Daryl Dixon, who's like the new heartthrob in television. Even my sisters, all three of my sisters, love this guy. And I thought, a dreamy kind of concoction for Daryl Dixon, because everyone seems to think he's the dreamiest guy in the zombie apocalypse world. It just made sense. We got some other stuff, like, no, not Herschel. Sorry, more spoiler alerts. And then we've got Walkers and C-Block using cocktail ingredients that all start with the letter C. Same thing here with Hop Jacks. We've got I Am Your Father, which is a Darth Vader-inspired drink I came up with when I thought David Prowse, who plays Darth Vader on screen, was going to be joining us, but unfortunately he had to fly back home for some emergency surgery, and which is why we got Billy Dee Williams to step in. He was actually going to be the first invited guest for next year's Pensacon. They reached out to him, and he more than heartily agreed to come show up on a quick notice.
Other drinks.
We have Let the Wookiee Win, because Peter Mayhew, who knows, he might be here. He plays Chewbacca on screen, and I've literally been waiting since 1978 to meet him. When he did not appear at a signing function at a local mall in Tucson where I was from originally, that's a line from the first movie that ever came out. Han Solo was letting C-3PO know why you have to let the Wookiee win, because he'll pull your arms off. And then we have one for the ladies called Slave Leia. That is a little mixture of some berry vodka and some fruit juices and a little splash of this and that. Just some fun cocktails that the fans will easily recognize the inspiration behind them. Something not too difficult for the bartenders to keep up with, because we are going to be completely packed out, both locations, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I mean, we're expecting a few extra thousand people down here, and then it's going to be gallery night on Friday night on top of that. So it's just going to be an absolute blast. There's going to be so much fun being everywhere. It's just up and down the street with all the different after parties. We're just really happy that we can participate with Pensacon on their inaugural year and just be lucky enough to get two of the most iconic names in the genre. Walking Dead is just so huge, and Star Wars, I mean, Star Wars is Star Wars. I mean, I need to remind anybody why it's so popular or important.
You talked about it being a fun thing. You're going to be packed. This is the inaugural Pensacon. What are your, as a business downtown, what does it mean to have a function like this?
In the short term, it means we're gonna make a lot of great money that night. And of course, that's the goal of every business, is to be as profitable as possible. But in the long term is what I like to think about. This is just the first year of Pensacon, and originally, their idea was to have one day, a few guests, expect maybe 500 to 1,000 people. In a couple months' time, it blew up so big, so fast. It is very easy to see the immediate economic impact is going to be in the millions of dollars for downtown Pensacola over a three-day span between the hotels, the restaurants, the taxi cab services, the pedicab services, those guys who ride the bicycles with the little rickshaw seats on the back. Everybody in between, it's going to bring so much money downtown, but also remind people in Pensacola that there is a lot of fun to be had. while your businesses are prospering at the same time. This is going to perpetuate year upon year upon year, and I really don't foresee any end to this. I mean, Dragon Con in Atlanta has been going on for well over a decade or two. The big one, the Comic Con in San Diego, is such a massive force in the industry that movie movie announcements for like highly anticipated projects get debuted there, and nothing but the biggest names show up to talk to people about these common interests. It's incredible. We're still not. I don't know if we're 100% mentally ready for what's coming this weekend. It's like we're all kind of repeating the same thing. It's like, well, we'll start panicking come Friday afternoon, especially Saturday when we're actually hosting the parties. Just don't know what to expect other than it's going to be a lot of people and a lot of fun. And I just can't wait for Pensacola to get something that is a taste of a larger city environment. You know, this is like another step in the right direction to bring Pensacola like nothing but the best. You know, we shouldn't have to travel out of town to have these kinds of events and destinations. You know, we can finally go see professional hockey and baseball in Pensacola. Now we get something very fun that reaches to all walks of life. I mean, you're going to see businessmen dressed up and having fun with Star Trek, and you're going to see little kids wandering around having fun with Star Wars. It's something for everybody, and I just don't see any downside to Pensacola other than parking. It's going to be really tough to find a place to leave your vehicle.
Hey, one quick thing. Have you had to get extra supplies? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Especially with gallery night. Deliveries only show up during Monday through Friday, so it's just kind of anticipate what to expect and hope that we've got enough. Liquor is easy to portion out and anticipate, but food... Man, who knows if we run out of pizza, we run out of chicken wings. You never know. I mean, of course, there's only so many pizzas that you can make in the course of hours of operation. But at the same time, we're expecting a whole lot of people. We've tried to bulk up. You know, we've got stuff hiding everywhere. We haven't even finished decorating yet.
And you will have decorations.
Oh yes, there'll be a Death Star floating from the ceiling along with some TIE fighters and. We hear that the 501st Legion, going back to them and their amazing effort that they do building these things, we've been told that there might be some life-size Jawas hanging out. I heard something about gun turrets off the Death Star. I mean, the more the better, you know. Obviously, we can't really turn the interior of our establishment into the creature cantina from A New Hope. But we're going to do everything we can. I mean, we spent a lot of time coming up with fun little posters to put up in the meantime. Like travel agency type posters for Tatooine and Endor. Speaking of Endor, we took the classic idea of only you can prevent forest fires with Smokey the Bear. And said we've got Wicket the Ewok saying only you can prevent Endor fires. We've got propaganda posters for the Empire and for the Rebellion. Even different businesses and magazines. There's an idea I came up with passing a hair salon and figured, you know, Wookiees are head-to-toe fur, so hair salons have to be the biggest industry on their home planet of Kashyyyk. So we have a business poster for the pampered Wookiee, including a whole line of hair care products. We got Chewbacca sitting in one of those hair dryers, that, you know, the big chair with the bubble dome. Instead of Guns and Ammo magazine, we've got blasters and lightsabers. We're just trying to have fun with the premise, you know, and there's no shortage of ideas. So we'll have something come Saturday. The Tin Cow, the windows are going to be boarded up. We're going to have warning signs painted on the windows, you know, don't come inside here, there's dead things, that kind of idea.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Tim, thank you so much, and
you're
may the force be with you.
Actually, we sell a lot of, we're very popular and well-known for our Belgian fries, so around here it's been Let the Fries Be With You. Yeah, we're a corny bunch of nerds, especially coming into this weekend. But we hope to see everyone downtown Pensacola. It's going to be an amazing time for everyone.